Learn the Issues with Larry and John right now. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
It's 842, KDKA. Larry Richard with John Shumway.
Every year, the folks from the Boys and Girls Clubs across the country select, well, it's a process, but eventually they get to an outstanding teenager from their clubs across the country. One is recognized nationally, and this year, he's a Pittsburgher.
Yes, from Sarah Hines House Boys and Girls Club, right here in Pittsburgh on the north side. The 2011 Youth of the Year is Nicholas Foley, and he joins us live from our nation's capital. Nick, congratulations.
Hi, thank you.
Wow, what an honor. You know, hey, what do you get for this, by the way?
Well, mostly I get, there's a lot of scholarship money attached to this. From Tupperware brands, there's over $60,000 in scholarship money.
Wow.
But for the next year, the big thing is I get to be the youth spokesperson for the Boys and Girls Clubs across America.
A little bit of travel involved.
Yes, there is.
Did I hear you got a car, too?
I actually did. Part of that was Toyota was one of the sponsors this year. And so we're not exactly sure of the whole process, but there was a promise of a car.
Well, that is just incredible. Right. Let's back up, though, because I think a lot of folks may not know your story. And you did not exactly have an easy beginning in the first years of your life.
That's right. Well, I started, there was a lot of trouble when I was younger, living with my parents. I ended up getting abandoned and going through the whole foster care process. But it all ended with me coming to Pittsburgh and eventually being adopted there. And that's where I first found the Boys and Girls Clubs. And from there, everything just kind of took off for me.
Yeah, but when you're talking about being 6 years old and your mom just didn't come to get you from school, that's a tough way to start a path. And a lot of kids don't make it as far as you. What is it about the Sarah Hines House and the Boys and Girls Clubs that just click for you?
There's just so many good people down there, all the role models that you need, all the people who are there no matter what, just providing, you know, that love, that support that you might not get other places. And actually the tagline of Boys and Girls Clubs is great futures start here. And that's really what they do for us. Every one of us, every child that I've met, really, once they come to the club and meet everyone, that's where everything took off.
Nick, do you see people, young folks coming into the Sarah Hines House and the Boys and Girls Club, and you recognize yourself in them and where they are now? You were there before?
Yeah, I do see a lot of that, actually. And that's where I like to help. I get to be there to help support them, just like those older teens and staff members were there for me when I was in that position. And that's what I really like to do. So I'm excited to keep doing that as I go on.
And you're going to go on to, I understand, engineering at Penn State?
Yep, that's the plan. Hopefully I get in there.
I got a good feeling you're a very good student. And now you got the money.
Yes, that's true.
That takes the edge off, Nick.
Yeah, definitely make it a lot more easier to get there.
Now, you're a senior at Taylor Allardyce, right?
Yes, I am.
So you still got the rest of the senior year to get through.
I do.
Yeah, but he's a very good student. He's being a little humble right now.
A little bit, I guess.
Yeah, what's your QPA? Pretty good.
It's over four.
Over four.
Over.
I don't think all 4 years for high school, over four for me, added up all together. Well,
actually,
Nick, you got to meet...
another day.
You got to meet Denzel Washington, and he's been a spokesman for the Boys and Girls Clubs nationally, and I understand they have a new campaign, and there are so many well-known individuals, celebrities, former General Wesley Clark, Jennifer Lopez, all went to these clubs, and they were all part of this new campaign.
Yeah, that's correct. They actually released the public service announcement. It was yesterday when we were at the competition. We got to preview it first and everything, so it was really nice. We actually met a bunch of the people in it, so Denzel Washington was there, and Ashanti Douglas, Ron Howard, LeBron James, so they were all there to kick it off, and they were there to make it a good time for us as well, the five regional finalists.
Nick, when you finish school and hopefully get launched into a civil engineering career, do you think staying a part of Boys and Girls Club is going to be with you the rest of your life?
Oh, it definitely will. I mean, Boys and Girls Clubs are they're responsible for where I am today, so it wouldn't feel right if I wasn't continuing to be a part of it and continuing to give back.
Well, you're on your way now. You're going to be coming back to Pittsburgh later on this afternoon. You are the 2011 Youth of the Year for the Boys and Girls Clubs, and they couldn't have a better guy doing it than you. Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you've been an inspiration to a lot of young people, and I can tell you firsthand, you've been an inspiration to some older folks, too.
Thank you.
Nicholas Foley from right here at Sarah Hines House, News Radio 1020 KDKA.